Imagine this.
Trying to find
you are in
lots of things
a small room which has nothing interesting at all about it. There's no pictures on the wall. There's no view out of the window. You have nothing to do. No mobile phone, no laptop, no books or magazines or music to listen to, and you've been instructed just to sit in this room on your own for 15 minutes. That's it. Just think. That's all you can do. Now imagine that you've got an option of pressing a little button that is in this room and administering an electric shock to yourself. Can you imagine that you do that? I'm going to share a bit of research that might surprise you. And this is all about the idea of being alone, being bored, and how we might better cope or reframe those situations as they occur, which they will.
Yeah!
This is Tricia Lewis. I'm the host of Self-Belief Unsquashed, and I just like delving into stuff, very human stuff.
How I used to hate Sundays.
A long time ago, I have to say, before shops were open on Sundays. Actually, there's nothing to do on Sundays. If you went to church, you might go to church. But basically, as a teenager, it was, for me, a horrendous day because we didn't live near many people that I could go and see. It just was boring. My dad would read the newspaper. My mum would make Sunday lunch and then spend the whole time clearing up after it. And I'd probably do some washing up or whatever. But it was just boring. I had a really unpleasant sensation around that day, which actually lasted well into adulthood. I used to sort of rather dread Sundays. Yet surely that's a lovely day that you don't have to go to work. And well, it's weird, isn't it? What happens to us when we feel we haven't got anything to do, when we've got all this lovely so-called free time, when possibly we've not got any company that is going to stimulate us, and all of a sudden we're sat there not enjoying this wonderful free time with no constraints. Well, that can't be right, can it? So let's delve into this. Listen up.
I'm busy too.
Well, I mentioned that piece of research about people sitting in a room all on their own. That I will reference under and around here, but it was Timothy Wilson, a psychologist, University of Virginia, and the research was published in Science. And it's for real that actually a quarter of the women in this study, a lot of them were undergraduates, did actually administer an electric shock. They knew what it was going to feel like. So it wasn't just curiosity, because they'd already had an experiment before where they knew the sensation and it was quite painful. But a quarter of the women and two thirds of the men, interestingly, did give themselves a shock at least once during that 15 minutes. Apparently, although I can't verify this, one guy actually gave himself 190 shocks during the 15 minutes. So why? What was going on? They just didn't want to be bored. We are not very well equipped for dealing with boredom. And in many ways, that's got worse, hasn't it? Because we're surrounded by stimulation and we've got our mobile phones with constant amusement on there. Imagine, for instance, standing in a queue. What do you do if you're in a queue? Well, I know what I do. I get out my phone and I start, I don't know, looking at Instagram or sending emails or reading the newspaper app or whatever it is. But I generally don't just stand there. And I've had to really educate my brain to be okay about the idea of doing nothing. However, the other aspect to this is, are you alone or with other people? So being in a queue, you've probably got other people to look at. And I'm a great people watcher. I'm very nosy. So that would actually mean that boredom just wasn't going to be a thing. But imagine myself in my home, on my own, with no plans, nothing I had to achieve. And perhaps for some reason, I hadn't really got any books around me. Well, that's never going to happen. But Yeah, there is something that creeps in on days where you feel you should be really welcoming of this me time, this lovely, relaxing, non-stress, non-busy me time. Nobody to please, nobody to have complicated conversations with, just you doing nothing in particular. And it doesn't work like that. It often doesn't work because we have a need for purpose. And sometimes this boredom thing that kicks in is associated with a sense of meaninglessness. Good word. Yeah. And I certainly suffer from this. I always feel like I've got to be doing something that's got a purpose. So let's investigate what it is basically is a conundrum between that lovely thing of good, I want to be alone. I want to be alone. And then, well, no, I need to be around other people. And the conundrum between, oh gosh, I'm so busy, I'm so stressed out. And oh, look, I've got all this free time and now I don't know what to do with it and I'm bored and meaningless. For a start, we are social beings. And that just goes back to, you know, the whole cast out of the tribe and you're likely to die because you relied on each other for hunting and gathering and all sorts of things. So that's just a thing that's hardwired in us. And when we take ourselves away from other people, even although we tell ourselves that that's great, how fabulous we've got time on our own, we're actually having to work against that natural instinct a little bit. So there might be a bit of tension, more for some than others. And then there's that feeling of not having any goals or stimulation. And there was a lovely phrase that was first used by, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Ferenczi. I'll put the thing below and around. And he referred to this Sunday neurosis, which, yeah, he's a psychoanalyst and he'd looked into this. And it was about that Sunday morning feeling. I came across a passage about this in, let me introduce my guest today. Thank you. This is the lovely Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, the author of Flow, which is a fabulous book. Welcome, Mihaly. Am I pronouncing your name correct? No, I haven't got him here, but I have got his book. You won't get bored reading this. A quote from this about this whole Sunday morning feeling. We need external goals, external stimulation, external input is lacking. Attention begins to wander and thoughts become chaotic, resulting in psychic entropy, which is basically just inner disorder. And so there you are with all this time on your hands and just you. It's very easy to start ruminating, possibly going into negative self-talk, worrying about the future, worrying about the past, worrying that you're meaningless and there is no purpose in your existence. It's something that feels like we need to avoid. And yet, do we? Is there perhaps just a way of managing all of this better? Well, let's come up with a few ideas. And this is how I will conclude this episode. I think what we're dealing with here is this conundrum, which is I want to be alone. I'm lonely. I'm bored. I want time to do as I wish. I'm too distracted by existentialist ruminations. I need to be amongst people. Help! So try this. Firstly, create opportunity for choice. What I mean by that is there's one thing being alone and thinking that you've got nothing meaningful to do. But there's another thing being in that state, knowing that you have the choice of changing it. So if you wanted to phone a friend, go out to some community club, simply go to a local cafe and sit amongst people, or work on a project, write a book, paint, anything, you could. You have that opportunity. And just knowing that you've got those opportunities means if you choose not to take them up because you are literally going to embrace doing nothing and being alone, you don't feel worried that your life has become one of a hermit who has just nothing to do and no purpose and will be like this forever, because actually it's just Sunday or a couple of hours. So create opportunity for choice. It's there. You don't have to have it like a meal. You can have stuff in the fridge. You don't have to eat it. Maybe that's not such a good example. Right. Number two, explore and experiment with flow activity. So again, we come back to my lovely guest and the book called Flow. And it's just that sense of being completely engrossed in an activity, but meaning that you don't have your mind wandering around all over the place, which is where you might get this inner disorder stuff. So you are doing something, but it's something you choose to do, and it could be something fairly repetitive. You might just decide to clear out a couple of drawers, or it could be something creative. Because actually, unless you allow yourself to be bored, you won't really open up that lovely mind-wandering space in which your imagination can lead to creations. So just explore what kind of flow activities, things you get beautifully engrossed in for the sake of what you're doing. What kind of things might you do and know that you've got the opportunity to do in these times where you're having a crisis about being meaningless? And number three, consciously shift your focus away from you. I mean, you are the center of your universe. We all realize that. But just taking a little step outwards, so you become, instead of the center of the universe, you're part of it. And then you don't feel so alone. Now that's food for thought, isn't it? How you do that? Well, you're going to have to experiment. It might just be a question of thinking, I wonder, rather than, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I doing this? What's the point of me? Right. Okay. I think that all just leads to stay curious and unsquashed, doesn't it?
Here's a couple of my favourite quotes that are relevant to this episode from my virtual guest and his book, Flow. When not preoccupied with ourselves, we actually have a chance to expand the concept of who we are. Yet how one copes with solitude makes all the difference. If being alone is seen as a chance to accomplish goals that cannot be reached in the company of others, then instead of feeling lonely, a person will enjoy solitude and might be able to learn new skills in the process. On the other hand, if solitude is seen as a condition to be avoided at all costs, instead of as a challenge, the person will panic and resort to distractions that cannot lead to higher levels of complexity.
More about unsquashing? Just head over to trishalewis.com. There are links to my book, my TEDx. Subscribe, share, and listen up for the next episode. Stay curious and unsquashed.